From a distance, Metro Fuel Oil in Brooklyn, New York, looks like an oversized gas station. And in a way, that's what it is. Truckers pull up to a series of pumps, grab a hose, and load their tanks with oil. It'll be distributed to heating oil and diesel customers throughout the area. Tom Torrey is Metro's chief operating officer. He says starting next year, some of those trucks will be topping off with a blend of oil and vegetable-based biodiesel.
Kind of like if you ever seen a Sunoco gas station where they had the different octanes you can buy. Same thing with the bio. It'd be B5, B10, B20, B15s, whatever they might utilize.
In other words, you can get a blend. For example, B20 is 80% diesel and 20% biodiesel. For more than six decades, Metro's provided oil to residential and commercial customers. A few years ago, Metro began importing processed biodiesel from nearby states to fuel its own fleet of 40 trucks. But next year, the oil company plans to start taking in raw vegetable oil and processing it on site. Metro's planned 110 million gallon biodiesel processing facility will be one of the largest in the country. Torrey says Metro doesn't expect to get out of the oil business anytime soon, but the company does see a future for domestically produced fuels like corn-based ethanol and vegetable-based biodiesel.
It's good for the economy as well. I mean, you know, the numbers are astounding as to how much we spend a day, billions of dollars a day that is being spent on foreign imported oils that are going back to the Arabs where, and nothing against the Arabs, don't get me wrong, but it's money that's flowing out of the United States.
When the processing plant opens, Metro will be able to convert large quantities of soybean, palm, and rapeseed oil into fuel. With a few modifications, the facility could also process restaurant grease.
I've been here with the company for 25, 26 years. Most exciting thing that's happened in at least in the last 20, 25 years. We're looking to push this thing going forward. And with our association as well, the New York Oil Heat Association, to say, listen, guys, we better start thinking about this. We better be forward thinkers. Otherwise, we're going to be left behind.
But as more and more facilities like Metro's pop up around the country, what happens to the nation's food supply? Bill Homberg heads the biomass division of the American Council on Renewable Energy. As the demand for vegetable-based fuels rises, he says so could the price of foods based on corn and soybeans.
I think there will be an increase in price in those, but I think it's beginning to level off now. I think people are beginning to realize that we can find other resources to make those diesel-type fuels.
Homberg says if you make biodiesel out of soybean oil, there'll be less soybeans available for food processing. But that's not the case if you use restaurant grease. And researchers are looking at ways to cultivate algae as a fast-growing source of vegetable oil for biodiesel. If the economic impact of biodiesel remains unclear, Homberg says there's no question it's more environmentally friendly than petroleum. Biodiesel emits far less carbon monoxide, sulfur, and particulate matter than petroleum-based diesel. The U.S. biodiesel industry is still young. Last year, it produced less than 300 million gallons of fuel, which is just a drop in the 40 billion gallon transportation diesel market. Homberg says even large facilities like Metro's aren't going to change that overnight.
We in the world of biofuels, ethanol and biodiesel and other forms of biofuels, will be making a major contribution if we just do not increase the amount of fuels used in the transportation sector, which we're doing now. If we can just keep that number steady for a few more years, we're providing a real service to the United States.
Homberg hopes that 10 years from now, facilities will be in place to actually reduce the amount of petroleum used. He says that could be from a combination of ethanol, biodiesel, gas-electric hybrid vehicles, and other technologies that are just in their infancy. Metro's Tom Torrey doesn't think the oil industry is going away anytime soon, but he says the company is willing to invest $15 million in its new processing plant to help the environment and to get in on a growing industry. It doesn't hurt that Metro can sell biodiesel for almost the same price as oil. The federal government provides a tax incentive for biodiesel producers like Metro, and the state of New York offers a tax credit to residents who purchase biodiesel. Currently, that means it's cheaper to heat your house with a biodiesel blend than with 100% petroleum-based heating oil. Without those incentives, Torrey says Metro would still be opening a processing facility, just a much smaller one.
It would definitely not have been a 110 million gallon plant. You know, we could have started off with 5 million gallons, let's say, and just, you know, utilize it for people that really wanted to be green. But we still, when we took a hard look at it and we saw that it can be competitive, and especially last year as the price of petroleum just soared, is when we really started to say, you know what, instead of doing 5 million, let's go right to the 110 million.
Metro's new biodiesel processing plant, one of the biggest in the country, is scheduled to open next fall. For the Environment Report, I'm Brad Linder.